This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Server virtualization helped to drive the whole data center consolidation trend that started over a decade ago. And in recent years, we've started to see additional infrastructure consolidation starting to take place in networking and storage as well. Referred to as converged architectures, the system combines server compute, virtualization software, networking, and storage resources into a single chassis or rack enclosure. But not all converged architectures are created equal. To help us understand the differences between converged systems, we have Craig Terriak from Scale Computing and Colm Keegan from Storage Switzerland. Hey, Craig, I understand your organization offers a hyper-converged solution. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between converged solutions and hyper-converged solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to think of it as a spectrum. On one end of the spectrum, you have the kind of non-converged architecture, the traditional do-it-yourself architecture where you're kind of cobbling together a handful of host servers connected down through redundant switching into some form of a shared storage, either a SAN or a NAS. A lot of complexity involved in that. So what converged infrastructure attempted to solve was simplifying the purchasing process by pre-integrating all of those components together in a kind of an easy-to-purchase, basically easy to acquire SKU that's pre-integrated, pre-supported by all the different vendors in that mix. Hyperconvergence, continuing down the spectrum, takes it one step further. Not only are we converging all of those different aspects of the architecture, the servers, the storage, the virtualization, we're doing it inside a single chassis in a lot of cases. With HC3 in particular, we're actually removing the complexity of the SAN or NAS entirely by removing that from the architecture. So essentially what you're able to do is create virtual machines that are highly available, connected down through to shared storage without actually having to understand how to provision either a LUN or a file share in the case of NAS.
Colm, why should organizations be looking at hyperconverged solutions? What are some of the benefits?
Probably two of the biggest benefits to hyperconvergence is, one, there's increased management simplicity, and then two, just much more improved business agility. A lot of organizations are struggling with managing data and infrastructure growth simply because they just don't have big IT staffs. Many small to medium-sized data centers, administrators kind of need to know a lot about a lot of different things. In other words, they need to be generalists. So you may have somebody who has to manage, the server, networking, and storage infrastructure. And then on top of that, they could be managing their Exchange email environment, SQL, and maybe even a web server environment. So, really what it comes down to is the more they can simplify things, the more productive they can be, and then the less risk there is to the business, because if you have people that are just over busy, that's when configuration mistakes can occur and you can incur downtime. So that's really important. And if you can deploy virtual machines with just a few clicks of a mouse, that really can go a long way towards making the administrator's job a lot easier. And then at the same time, it can enable businesses to respond much sooner to potential market opportunities.
Craig, what are other challenges you're seeing in the data center?
One of the things I frequently see is that people are over-provisioning their infrastructure. At the time of initial purchase, they're typically purchasing for 3 to 5 years out and overestimate the growth of any one component in their infrastructure, whether that's the compute resources or the storage resources. Trying to reclaim space without disrupting virtual machines or those virtualized applications is not typically possible in a virtualized environment once you've made that initial purchase. So in many situations, there's a lot of wasted storage capacity. It can drive up the costs. Really calls for a solution that can enable businesses to scale their resources granularly. So with hyperconverged solutions, we have the ability to do a scale out infrastructure. So it's not just scaling out the storage or scaling out the compute. You have the ability to scale out all the components in varying degrees of density. So if you need more compute resources, you can add a compute heavy node. If you need more storage resources, you can add a storage heavy node. And all that combines together to address the needs of the infrastructure at that point in time. So it's kind of nice. You buy what you need today, knowing that you can purchase what you need down the line at the Moore's Law, bigger, better, faster, cheaper in the future.
Colm, there are a lot of people thinking, this sounds just great, but I already have an investment in an existing SAN and virtualized server environment. I can't just justify throwing all that away and buying something else. Can you? Any thoughts?
Well, clearly that's a legitimate concern. You need to be able to continue utilizing your existing assets whenever you're looking at new solutions. You know, some of the hyper-converged offerings on the market don't really require a rip and replace. You know, instead, you can deploy them right alongside the existing server and computing environment. Then when the legacy environment is depreciated, well, at that point, you can make a decision to decide whether or not you want to fully standardize on the hyper-converged system. What I find really interesting, though, is that you know there are some cases out there where businesses have been able to adopt a hyper-converged solution for the same cost as just their virtual machine license renewal. This means that you know they're able to roll in server compute, virtualization software, networking, and all the storage resources they need essentially at the same cost as renewing their VM licenses. Yeah, you know, so obviously you know, there's some really significant opportunities for cost savings here.
To learn more about hyperconvergence, you can view our on-demand webinar, Is Convergence Right for You? 4 Questions to Ask. And when you go to this webinar, you can gain access to the Storage Switzerland report, Virtualization Made Simple with Hyperconvergence. For Craig Terriak and Colm Keegan, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.